podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Nuggets Podcast. I'm your host, David Samuel. And each week, we'll be discussing a topic that will provide you with food for thought to help you on your journey. Hi, today I'm going to talk to you about burnout. Having been in tennis most of my life, having played and having coached for over 35 years, most of it on the pro tour, I've come to understand how important rest is to performing well. And many inexperienced coaches or parents think that if the player just plays more and more and more and more hours, that necessarily is going to make them better. And if they play more tournaments, there's more opportunities, and therefore just play as much as you can, as many tournaments as you can, and they simply burn out kids. And then you also have pro players who, you know, want to make more money, they want to play every week, and don't really control and plan significant rest. So they train too much and play too much. Well, same happens in business. A lot of the time people feel overwhelmed. They may be on a project that is huge, and every evening they're staying behind after work 3, 4, 5 hours and just feel under pressure constantly to get things done. And this is short-term fairly successful, but long-term a disaster. I recently had a client who had a really big job and, you know, restructuring and all sorts of things, and felt totally overwhelmed by the amount of work there was to do. The same person has also trained and was training for another marathon, wanting to beat their time. And I asked him if he had a training regime for the marathon. And he said, of course. I said, do you stick to it? He said, yeah, absolutely. And I said, okay, well, work is no different. You need to have a regime that you stick to, because you got to eat right, you got to rest, you got to plan how far you're going to run each day. And the same thing goes for work. And if you do to finish at 5 on a day, finish at 5, because anything that you haven't finished, you can pick up the next day. The world's not going to collapse. The company's not going to collapse. And I'm not saying never, ever stay and do extra, because there are times where you just have to. But overall, everyday life, you have to treat it like an athlete would, who is smart, would treat their training and their tournament schedule. And if you look at a tournament, you know, they can have some very, very long matches, and you've got to play the next day, and, you know, you do get tired and you just have to carry on. And it's the same at work. There are little periods where you just got to do the extra yards, but don't get into the habit that that's the way to be all the time, because that will lead to burnout, and it will also show up in other areas of your life. Because if you're working long hours all the time, there's a hidden stress behind that, because you're not keeping up with your relationships. You're not having any fun. You're spending most of your time up here in the head, thinking about work, worrying about work, no downtime. And that is a recipe for long-term disaster. So I hope this makes sense to you. Think of yourself, if you've got a job, as an athlete who has to get the best out of themselves. And in order to do that, they do have to have the rest, enough sleep, the right foods. And of course, you want to have exercise as well if you're not training for something on the side. So I hope that helps. Again, we're going to move to a new time slot, I think Tuesday or Wednesday. Let me know, DM me or email what you think. And I'm also recording these now for YouTube, so there is the video as well. Thank you very much, and speak again next week. That wraps up this episode. Be sure to grab the freebie in the show notes, A Guide to the Difference Between Belief and Confidence. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on YouTube for more. See you in the next episode.
Sports Social Podcast Network.